Well, hello there, and you are very welcome to GSFM for Sunday. It's the weekend, but people are busy. And I am delighted to say that you will be aware that as of the other day, GSFM is now available at www.westlimerickview.com. And I'm glad to say there's been a wonderful reaction from people using www.westlimerickview.com to GSFM. So, I think it's a nice one. Absolutely. So, hello again to all the listeners and to your very good self who's always there. Now, not a lot happening on this day down through the years, but let me tell you anyway. In 1940, nylon stockings went on sale for the first time in the US. In 1941, Joe DiMaggio began his historic Major League Baseball hitting streak of 56 games. Elvis Presley had a little bit of an oopsie-doopsie in 1957 on this day. He inhaled a cap from one of his teeth. He had to be taken to the hospital to have it removed from his lung. Ew, sore thing. 1970, the Carpenters' second album, Close to You, was released on this very day. I'm not aware of any GSFM friend birthdays, but if you are a person celebrating your birthday or maybe a loved one, we wish you or your loved one a very happy birthday. Maybe you're not on the GSFM list, but that's okay. 1856, on this day, Lyman Frank Baum, the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, was born. James Mason was born in 1909. Eddie Arnold was born in 1918. If I Had a Hammer, Lemon Tree, just two of the hits from Trini Lopez, who was born on this day in 1937, and Mike Oldfield was born in 1953. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday on this, the 15th of May. Now, our mystery voice, it's only day two. You're getting no clue. Will you go away or that? You get no clue to it. Take a listen and see if you could identify this man, please.
Michael Jackson.
There's great depth to his voice, isn't there?
Michael Jackson.
Any idea who that man might be? I know you're still reeling. You're still reeling after finding out about Meatloaf being our previous one. But there you go. Go on, tell us who this is.
Michael Jackson.
Our useless fact for today. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was... Go on, have a guess. Go on, have a... Not Tatan O'Connor. No, Tatan. No, 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 no. Mac Phillips? No, 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 no. No, no. Sweeney? No. No, definitely not. It was Moon. Yeah, Moon. That was her name. Buzz Aldrin, they tell us, if you believe that kind of thing, was the second man to step onto the moon in 1969. So there we go. That wasn't it a weird thing? His mother called Moon. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about a gerontologist. A what? Gerontologist. Join me for that, please, if you can. Have yourself a super Sunday. Look forward to your company on Monday's GSFM. Bye-bye now from me, Jerry Sweeney, and thank you for listening.